My name is Thabiso Lehoko, and we are joined on the line by Dr. Jack Ludick, a smart technology entrepreneur, founder of the Cortex Group and founder of the Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa. And basically, as much as we know, artificial intelligence forms part of our daily lives, from the apps on your phone showing you the fastest route home to the adverts popping up on your timeline. But AI, artificial intelligence, holds the potential for so much more. It can bring about real change to the world. And to tell us more about this, you know, the AI as being key to creating an equal society by defeating poverty facing Africa, we have Dr. Jack Ludick. As I've said before, he's smart technology entrepreneur, founder of Cortex Group and founder of the Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa. Now, when I mention Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa, people are starting to wonder, oh my word, what's that now?
Another
robot. Now, in your opinion, what are some of the key homegrown social issues that can benefit from AI?
Yeah, Thabiso, I think it's very transformative, but it's really part of the whole smart technology stack of solutions, and it's obviously an exponential technology that's going to be incredibly impactful. I think we're only scratching the surface around this as well. Even if you look at the likes of SoftBank and some of the investors looking at what's happening with this world right now, we talk about the first, the second, the third, the fourth industrial revolution, but really it's a bit of a misnomer as well, because if you think about the revolutions, it was actually the cognitive revolution, agriculture revolution, the industrial revolution, and we're sitting in an information revolution, and we saw the impact of internet businesses as well, with the biggest business in the world, the major tech companies, and we're entering a new era, which we call the AI era, where we're going to see where the world is more software-defined. Everything is more instrumented. The fact that it's more instrumented means that you've got more data, structured to unstructured data, that allows you to actually model the world and also provide solutions utilizing these kind of solutions. So you're asking about what are the things. We obviously sit in Africa with real problems, problems here. We've got lack of infrastructure, there's serious poverty. If I think about, I think the World Bank came out with stats saying there's about 760 million people that continue to live in extreme poverty. And the majority of them is basically in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. And I was just last week in Nigeria. Sorry, I was actually in Nairobi.
Yes.
And it was incredible to see in the one part of the city where you can see wealth and you can see people leapfrogging, utilizing technology, but on the other hand, you see also the poverty because they're actually taking me for a tour of other parts of the city. So it's very much like what you see in South Africa. We see this in Lagos. You see this scattered around Africa. So we sit with real problems. We want to empower people, and we need to get rid of the poverty. So I think one of the first things that AI can do from a pure data mining perspective is you want to identify and prioritize the areas of poverty, and obviously you can do that, and this is what's been done, utilizing satellite imagery. We're looking at night and day. We're combining that information with survey data to give you more specific information, and that helps people to do things not just in a manual way, but actually use smart technology to highlight where the problems are and where the focus area should be. So that's one area. But I'm a strong believer in education, that we need to do something dramatic on the African continent around education.
Now that you've painted that picture, we're going to touch on the education aspect of it. Now that you've painted, you know, the concerns around AI and reasons why we have to start shifting in that direction.
Yes.
You know, you as the Machine Institute, you know, as the Machine Institute, what strides are you taking in ensuring that people become increasingly aware of this artificial intelligence?
Yeah, so what we did was, it started 3 years ago, and I was inspired by some of the visionary leaders at the World Economic Forum, But I sold my first IA company, General Electric, and then I had time to think about legacy and impact that I can make as well. And can we network together the critical resources around AI, and not just AI, but smart technology to make an impact? And I was inspired by some of these leaders, and I founded the Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa, and it was all about transforming Africa through AI technologies like AI. And very important, there's a saying, technology make it possible, but people make it happen.
Yes.
So even with technology, you can't, and the best technology, you can't utilize it in an optimal way if you don't have the right people or empower the people to actually use these technologies in the best possible way. So my focus initially, and this is the first part of the Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa, was the first phase, was really to network together the critical resources around AI. So MIAS is a community of more than 3,000 data scientists, not only data science, but people interested in the applications of AI. We've been represented at the AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva, Switzerland last year, as well as this year. We're trying to connect with United Nations, the African Union, all of those kind of organizations. So we're trying to build a network of excellence.
Yes.
And what we also did is to empower and inspire also data science Nigeria, and they've been growing tremendously. And there's some fantastic visionary leadership there. Bayo Adetunbi, he's been awesome there. And there's in Kenya a similar kind of leadership. And we need the same leadership across the continent and all these organizations collaborating. So it starts with empowering the people with these kind of knowledge, the knowledge around how to apply these smart technologies to make an impact. And then that needs to filter down to everyone.
Yes.
But the infrastructure is very important. We need to think about, I think internet is too expensive. We need to leapfrog here in a similar way that Kenya, what happened there with mobile money is just incredible. I was last week at the Afro-Asia conference where Asia was trying to also take inspiration of what's happening in Kenya specifically around mobile money. And so there are ways of leapfrogging, and we need to do this urgently. It's absolutely a matter of urgency to leapfrog on the educational front.
And Dr. Ludic
can play a big role there.
Yeah, yes. I'm happy that you touched on the internet being, you know, a tool not accessible to everyone. So
yes.
In terms of the Machine Institute of Africa,
yes.
Can you mention a few of your innovations?
Yeah, so I must also quickly state, so I'm an entrepreneur and businessman, so I've started Cortex Logic, Cortex Group. So we are a business that's an AI engine for business. So we're helping business and society thrive in the smart technology era. That's our mission. MIA is a non-profit. The Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa is a non-profit organization that stands in parallel to that, but that is that's got a different role. So we're focusing on sustainable development projects. So first of all, building the network of excellence, collaborating with all these different parties, building a community, an AI community or a smart technology community that can empower Africa and people, and creating scalable businesses with the likes of Uber and Airbnb, all those. We need entrepreneurs to use smart technology to create solutions for Africa that we can scale internationally. So our focus is really to do that. So MIA is more on a non-profit angle to that, because there's plenty of sustainable development projects that you want to launch. So it's part of the stakeholders. But on the Cortex Group side and Cortex Logic, we are absolutely focused on helping businesses thrive from a commercial perspective. So we actually have and some of the innovations, you talk about that. So we're touching, if you think about the industry that's important for Africa, clearly education is super important, but agriculture is massively important. So we are busy with a major play around agriculture. And just to give you a little stat, the World Bank talked about 65% of adults making a living through agriculture in that sector. And if you invest in that sector, it's almost like four times more effective than other sectors because of that high stat, 65%. And not only because of that, Africa has got incredible opportunity to be the food provider internationally. And we're importing. It's a kind of a ridiculous situation. So it's almost like a low-hanging fruit opportunity for Africa to do something drastic. So I think education, agriculture is things that need serious attention and where we can be impactful. And where AI and smart technologies, IoT, all of these technologies all work together to make an impact. So just quickly from a Cortex Group perspective, so Cortex Logic is the business that helps businesses thrive. So it's like the AI engine for business.
Yes.
And then we have also health, Cortex Health. Healthcare is very important as well. So we are focusing on providing improved and smarter healthcare services, also through Africa, and also working on the African genome.
What kind of services could those be? I mean, in terms of health, I'm interested. So I'd like to know.
Yes, so this is very exciting. So we're sitting with some of the world experts in genomics, where we're looking at things like precision medicine for oncology. If you think about diabetes, you think about overweight, all of these kind of things, we can apply AI and biotech to actually help with this. So we can do sequencing of the African genome. So we are busy with this now. So we actually have access to labs. We are applying AI as well to provide precision medicine as well. So there's very, very interesting, I can talk more about that later, but we are working with some of the, even in South Africa, with some of the medical service providers, in terms of providing services to the people out there, and it's very exciting. So there's obviously the people of Africa being sent. So you can, if you've got solutions here in Africa, you can also apply that to people outside Africa, people of African descent as well.
Yes.
So healthcare is a huge area. Then we also really focus on building scalable exponential businesses in Cortex Labs. And then ventures is where we actually invest in some of these businesses to accelerate their growth, international expansion. So we kind of, we've got the AI, we've got the technology angle to this to help businesses to build these end-to-end solutions. But we can't do everything, so we bring in, we support some of the other businesses that synergistic with our efforts in Africa to help transform Africa.
Yeah,
we're working on multiple fronts.
I stopped you short there when you, you know, we're talking about education and, you know, AI and basically robotics. You mentioned them, convergence.
Yes.
These are concepts which have been in motion, and it's not as if they were just born yesterday. The world has been moving with it at a faster pace, and Africa is now starting to realize and establish that, you know, we have to get with the times, and hence we're talking about artificial intelligence, hence we're talking about the fourth industrial revolution, and education on its own. What we are doing here right now is educating the public on the importance of AI, why it's important, and who's Cortex. But now, on education, are our universities, as well as other institutions of learning, really maximizing interest insofar as this is concerned?
So I was actually yesterday at the launch of the School of Data Science, and they talk about computer thinking, which is fantastic. It's kind of an interdisciplinary type of school where they are collaborating with all the other disciplines as well, which is a great initiative. But I think the real world here, if you look at computer literacy as an example, that is around 30%, and only half of that is people with basic skills, computer skills. So we need to do something drastic around that. There's no two ways about this. We need to make sure that we empower people to use these smart technologies. And it starts with pure computer literacy. We know that people can use their phones, and there's obviously feature phones and smartphones, and your smartphone is really becoming like a computer, and some of the apps and stuff is intuitive and so forth. But the fact of the matter is there's so much that we still need to do on that front.
Yes.
And there's so much to learn. If you think about what's available for free on the internet, once you've got access to the internet, I'm looking at my children as well. They are learning so much, not from just school, but just via the internet. There's good material via YouTube or some of these other educational material. So I would say that government should actually say, let's subsidize educational type of service providers that provide content for free, educational content for free to everyone We have to do this. So we need to collaborate, all these telecoms. We need to have an agreement or a reorganization around how do we tackle education. We need all the stakeholders to work together in the interest of society. And this is where, and I think also, you know, obviously from an AI perspective, AI can help also with more personalized education. We can also empower the teachers more. So I think that's a big problem also. The quality of teachers is not good enough, but we can also help the teachers, empower them, if you give them the right tools as well, so that you can empower them. But you can also apply AI in more in a personalized way for learners. And there's things like chatbots, and there's actually what's happened with AI now. It wasn't possible a decade ago. The fact that you can work with, you can apply machine learning to text, so you can interpret, you can look at sentiment, you can determine it immediately, you can deploy AI to determine what is the level of understanding, knowledge understanding, and if you've got something that understands where the learner is, and all the learners are on different learning paths, and if you've got AI that can do this at scale, you've got an opportunity to start leapfrogging, to start making a difference here. And I think we need to put a lot more attention to this. I think there's a lot of talk. There's not enough action and execution utilizing all the technology that's available. There's no excuses actually anymore. So we need to apply money in the right areas.
Yes, Doc.
And it's almost like this last decade is a lost decade where we could have applied much more effort into education. And it's unfortunate because if you invest in education, you see the return on that is incredible. If you look at the three decades kind of period, if you don't do it, you see the effect. It's lagging. It's not in the best interest of our children and generations.
Let me come in there. Now that you've touched on the generation legacy and interests of the children who are the future. There's a job scare when you start talking about these terms.
Yes.
I'd like you in a nutshell, seeing that time is not on our side, you know, to break it down to us as to what jobs will disappear and which will be created through AI.
Yes, so all jobs where there's a loop, where it's repeat of things, anything that's repetitive is going to disappear. So the way I'm looking at this, we've been in the 20th century, it's kind of, you study for being a driver, a doctor, whatever it is, a radiologist, whatever, and you think that's what you're going to do for the whole life. This is your life job. That has changed completely. We talk about the gig economy. We talk about, I think what we are seeing here is incredible exponential rate of change in jobs and tasks within jobs. So what we need to do is 21st century skills is all about adjusting very quickly and learning all the time. Lifelong learning, lifewide learning, and making sure that we are agile and being comfortable being agile and being comfortable with change.
Yes.
So there needs to be constant learning. It's not like you go to school, you go to university, or you go to college, and then you're done. It should be constant learning, and we should be fine with that, become comfortable with that. So I think what we will see is that tasks within jobs will change. So if you look at a medical doctor, you will get AI that will do diagnosis even better than a doctor. But the doctor's role should change and should shift more to the service, more to the empathy, more to how do we support the people. So we should start valuing more the human-centric services. So we need to think about how do we create an economy. So this is now the future of capitalism and an economy. We need to create a society where we incentivize positive contributions to society. We need to define what that looked like. And then we need to say, let's value these jobs that's more human-centric, that's more about services and engagement, and where we also use technology to support us to be more productive.
Yes.
So I don't think we could look at things in a very fixed way. That time is gone. So we've got to look at it much differently, and we need to adapt, and we can't be lazy now as well. So I think there's also kind of dependence on a lot of things happening, and please give me things, please. But we need to be more proactive, So we need to inspire everyone to become more, if you want to progress going forward, we need to incentivize people to learn more, to adapt quickly, to use technology in smart ways, because we are also in a race with the world here, and we don't want to be left behind. We need to be proactive. And so what jobs will change? Every job that's there, where there's repetitiveness, where if there's routine, anything routine in it. So I think we should focus more on using technologies, being creative, but I think it's going to require all stakeholders, business, governments, non-profit organizations, universities, yes, everyone to actually get together and make sure that we create this environment where we agree this is valuable jobs. This is things that we want to reward.
No, thank you very much. Yes.
Teaching should also be a loop.
All right. No, I see. Anyway. I see. No, that's true. I mean, the points that you've touched brings me to the back to the fact that obviously AI will, I guess, assume much more of a specialized service, but it will not replace human touch.
No.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Doctor. That's Dr. Jacques Ludek. He's a smart technology entrepreneur and founder of the Cortex Group and founder of the Machine Intelligence Institute of Africa. And that was him there giving us a 101 on AI.